CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network. CMN Network.
KFAKV on the NAGCR repeater.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
CQ, good evening. This is AC9HL. My name is Kirk, and I am calling the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net Into Session. I am located just south of the city of LaPorte, and I will be your net control session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Information Net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is emergency traffic at any time during this net, please jump in by saying emergency and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. To all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let net control handle the emergency. The club call signs are K9JFI and W9LY. Our repeaters are the 146.970, this repeater, W9LY, VHF, FM, analog. Now all star connected, and the node number is 635952. And Echo Link connected, and that node number is 193001. Also connected to the DMR Talk Group, 31146, which is the LPC ARC DMR Talk Group. This repeater is located at Schultz Road 35 North on a 160-foot concrete tower. Then we have the 146610, K9GSI VHF FM analog. It's located on a 300-foot tower near the Summit Farm at the corner of Johnson Road and 500 West, I believe it was. For some reason, my notes have changed. The last but not least is 441.950 W9LY, UHF, FM analog, C4FM, wires X connected, also located at the tower Schultz Road and 35 North. This net meets every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146.970 repeater, -600 offset with a PL tone of 131.8. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater 146610, negative offset with a PL tone of 131.8, and await instructions from net control. If you'd like more information about the club or the repeater, please visit the website, lpcarc.org. All right, and ham.live is no more. Of course, I haven't tried to get onto it, but it is now called netcontrol.live. Netcontrol.live. It works just like ham.live. It's also free to set up an account and have the chat program and all that. It looks almost identical. So, again, that's netcontrol.live. Let's see. For the check-in portion of the net, I will ask for club officer check-ins first, followed by short-timer mobile stations. Then I will go through the netcontrol live list. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap and shop session. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into this net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name, and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if I have anything for the net. Anything for the net could be any topic, question, or even just the radio and antenna you're operating, or even a radio check. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, you can do so by saying comment or question with your call sign and wait for net control. I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Any current club officers, this is AC9HO net control. Please call now.
Hey, Kurt, you have a little noise with your signal.
Well, I don't think there's a whole lot I can do about that, except for turn the power up just a touch. I don't know if that helped at all.
Yeah, on my end, the hiss is gone, and you actually dropped the repeater a couple of times during the intro.
Well, that's interesting, unless my APRS is playing havoc, but that's... shouldn't be a problem, because I'm on my base, so I should be putting out about, well, before I turned it up, about 30 watts and about 20 feet in the air, so maybe there's something going on that I don't know about. Jump in anytime, let me know if things are going on. Again, check-ins from any current club officers, please call now.
CMN Network, 220.
All right, hearing nothing, I will take check-ins from mobile or short-time stations. Mobile or short-time stations, please call now.
89HAY, Haven, Michigan City, short-time.
AC0FNE, Mike in Mishawaka, short-time.
AC9UI, Serafina and LaPorte, short time.
KAUGB Mobile.
Okay. I got, let's see, KD9HAY, KC0FNE, AC9UI, and KAUGB. We'll start with KD9HAY. Hayden, do you have anything for the net?
KD9HAY. Hope everyone's managing to stay cool this week. But good seeing everybody out there at field day, and that was a good time making contacts. And we're looking forward to that, and look forward to seeing everybody here in a couple weeks at the tailgate ham fest. But other than that, thanks for running the net tonight, Kurt. And with that, we'll go back to you. 89HAY.
Okay, Hayden, very good. Yeah, it was good to see you out there, and had a good time just sitting around chit-chatting and enjoying the company, that's for sure. So look forward to the SWAT Fest as well, the tailgate, and next year's field day. So maybe we'll make it a little bigger and do more. We'll see. Hopefully we have a fire next year. That stuff did not want to burn. It was just too green. All right, Hayden, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. Next, we have KC0FNE. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
KC0FNE. Mike here in Mishawaka. Really haven't got much for the net other than it's extremely hot. so remember to stay hydrated.
Yeah, that goes especially for anybody that has to work outside or even in a hot factory. So I guess we have had one person last night at my place of employment have possibly heat stroke. They were calling it stroke, but I'm guessing heat stroke, and they refused an ambulance, so hopefully he's okay. So, yeah, got to be careful out there for sure. So, Mike, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next we have AC9UI, Serafina. Do you have anything for the net?
Thank you, Kurt. Nothing major. Just wanted to say thank you for hosting Field Day. And I had a brief question about, at the beginning of the net, you asked about whether there's any emergency traffic. Have you ever had to handle any? And if so, what was it about?
That is a good question, and that is something I'm glad to say that I have not had to handle any emergency traffic, especially during a net. I would say the closest I got to emergency traffic was helping net control with weather-related emergencies, you know, down trees and directing traffic, that kind of stuff. Not really emergency necessarily. I guess that's a good thing if I've never done it. But we try to prepare and we try to keep the repeater open in case there is an emergency. It's why we make it part of the preamble to make sure and ask just in case.
Yeah, thank you for answering, and hope you have a good evening. AC9UI clear.
Okay, Serafina, well, thank you for the question. Thank you for all your help at Field Day this last weekend, and Hayden, too. Thank you as well for all your help. And she was there with John setting up at 8 a.m. So unfortunately, I had to work and didn't get there till afternoon. But yeah, big help there. And I'm sure John appreciated it as well. I know he did. He might be on a little bit later. We'll see. He's working a lot of hours this week. But Serafina, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. All right, that takes us to KA8UGB. Tony, do you have anything for the net?
Couple gallons of milk. Oh, I'm sorry, that's my shopping list. KA8UGB, currently on Whitaker Street, making my way to the General of Dollars. I'm going to go get milk, but I was told to get some fudge stickles. Yeah. Anyway, I'm really sorry we weren't able to be at Field Day this year. We were out of town. But I'm also sorry, what was wrong with me? We were at a really nice park in Mason, Ohio, and I should have taken some radio gear. I should have. Then I could have played some radio there and showcased ham radio again, which is that's down in the area of, that's down in the area of the voice, what used to be the Voice of America, WLW, and all that. So, you know, that's Radio Alley. But anyway, glad to be on here. We're going to run into the store. We'll be right back out here. So I know we'll probably get to the swap portion. And I have to put some thought here. I've probably got a couple pieces I need to toss out there just in case somebody's looking for something. And having said that, I'm also looking forward to the tailgate event. And we certainly hope to be able to attend that. This is KA8UGB.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say, that it's almost close enough now to the tailgate swap meet. Sorry, I was looking at my APRS radio and it was constantly keying up. But save your stuff for that if you think you're going to make it anyway. All right, Tony, well, thank you for checking in. Yeah, we missed you. Could have used you there, you know, just to have another person. But we had a good time. Good turnout. We ended up packing it in for the evening. Mosquitoes were trying to carry us away, especially with not having a fire or anything. But we had a good time. And there's always next year, right? All right, Tony, have a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks for checking in. That completes the mobile and short time list as I currently have it. Let's do another quick call for mobile or short time. This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now. All right, hearing nothing, I'll go to the That's going to take a little getting used to. The netcontrol.live list. And first on the list, we have KD9PYT. Rob, do you have anything for the net?
It's Rob Walkerton. No, nothing in particular. Appreciated the hot dogs and hamburgers at Field Day there in the evening. And we're just sort of hibernating with this warm weather right now. Hope everybody's doing okay. It's KD9PYT, back to net control.
Okay, Rob, very good. And that reminds me, I should have wrote this stuff down before I started, but I wanted to thank Serafina. Her mom made gingerbread, like muffins almost, or almost like a cupcake. They were pretty darn good, so appreciate that. Rob, appreciate you bringing in the sides that you brought. Went well with the hot dogs and hamburgers, and you never know what next year will bring. So thanks again, Rob, for being out there and giving a hand if needed and all that fun stuff and just hanging out. That's what I enjoy the most is just hanging out, fellowship. Rob, have a good evening, good rest of your week, and thank you for checking in. Next we have KD9VUV. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. KD9VUV. Thanks for running the net. Hope everybody has a good holiday weekend. That's all I have currently. Back in net control, KD9VUV.
Okay, Brian, yeah. Yeah, that reminds me that it's 4th of July weekend, which everybody knows. So hopefully come Sunday morning, everybody has all their digits and toes. So that's always a goal of 4th of July is to come out of the holiday with all the intact limbs and digits and toes and whatnot. So. All right, Brian, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, that completes the complete list so far. Now we're going to go to general check-ins. Anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
10-9-GSN. 10-9-OKA with traffic.
10-9-YOU.
Okay, C9DJP, traffic.
All right, leave it to Rich to screw up the N9 group. No, just kidding. Got N9VSN, N9OKA, N9YOU, and KC9DJP. First on the list, N9VSN. Paul, do you have anything for the next?
Evening, Kurt.
No,
not. I just enjoyed the day putting all time and so let's fit in on the GX in there and let's see some top-notch W work there. So back to my controller, my GSN.
Okay, Paul. Well, we got about 60% of that. Got the gist of it. You're cutting in and out quite a bit into the repeater there. I'm not sure if you're using the big antenna or the little antenna, because I think you're going to need the big antenna if you're not using it. But, yeah, KI9E was doing the CW, a lot of the CW. I know KI9NG was also doing some CW. So I know... Jim did the lion's share of it, so he did a real good job, and it was fun to watch him. So, Paul, do you want to come back with maybe with repeat what you said in the beginning there as we caught or missed most of that? Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, I'm actually using the short antenna. I'm out here in Lincoln Way here, so. I may not be making the system, but no, I was just saying I enjoyed the field day greatly and got to put some faces to the call sign there and had a good time. Back over to you, Henry. Good time.
Okay, Paul, you are full quieting that time, so whenever you're near the house, you're probably going to need the big antenna just to get past all the walls and everything. But, yeah, you were perfect. Thanks for coming to field day there. I enjoyed seeing you. I don't think I got to talk to you much. I was running around doing other things at the time, but it was definitely nice seeing you there. Got to see our little setup and could have played radio, too. Could have sat down there if you wanted to. And use the club call sign and make contacts. So that's always the best part. Paul, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Radio sounds really good when you get out in the middle of the road there. Don't get hit by any cars. All right. Next on the list, we have N9OKA. Mike, do you have anything for the next? Well, yeah, you said you had traffic. Go ahead with your traffic, Mike.
Okay, good. I got a bunch of microphones in front of me, and I got to make sure I grab the right one here. But first off, I want to say that I did enjoy going to the field day. I screwed up and didn't take my meds before I left, so I had to leave early, go home and get my meds and take a nap. But I'm glad that I made it because I didn't make it to any of the get-togethers last year, and I was determined to make it to the get-togethers this year, I know John's not out here in that, but I mean, the ones in charge, I liked it. It was good field day there. I got a couple articles here. You want me to read them?
Let's go ahead and I'll finish the list here, and then I'll come back to you. How's that sound?
No problem.
All right, very good. Thank you, Mike. Yep, enjoyed seeing you. Unfortunately, I had to leave and get more stuff. That way we had everything we needed. But always keep in mind, if you got to leave early, we're usually there. We didn't leave there until after 11 o'clock, I think it was. So you could have came back out for a little bit when it cooled down, so, and played a little radio if you wanted to. So keep that in mind next time. All right, Mike, we'll come back to you in a minute, and we'll go to N9YLU. Brian, do you have anything for the net?
Oh, thanks, Kurt. Good evening to everyone on the net. Hope everybody had a good field day. Yeah, we did. Bunch of us. Potato Creek Portable, we set up for our second year over Potato Creek, and we just had a ball. I cooked on the grill, hamburgers, hot dogs, chicken, so, yeah, we weren't starving, but we had a lot of fun, made contacts, and just a fellowship, and other people just stopping by and seeing everything, and other hams, too, so we had a blast. And definitely looking forward to the Tailgate Ham Fest, too, here in a few weeks. That'll be fun. And also, too, I'm hoping to see everybody at the meeting, too, here in, a couple weeks. So other than that, just trying to stay cool and drink plenty of fluids. So that's about all for now, Kurt. And hopefully, depending on the weather, we might be out there, might be at the creek this Saturday. Just depends on the weather. We'll see. It's still a few days out yet. So, anyways, back to you, Kurt. Thanks a lot. And thanks for running the net. And 9YOU.
Okay, Brian, very good. I got a quick question for you. Have you been contacted by, I think his name's Bill, KC9TEL?
Yeah, I'm going to meet up with him sometime between now and Sunday.
Okay, so he's going to give you the flyers then? I didn't know if, because he hasn't replied, I haven't checked my spam. Maybe it went there by accident. I wasn't sure what the plan was with those flyers he'd like me or the club to hand out at the Tailgate Ham Fest.
Yeah, I'll get them from him here in the next few days, and I'll bring them at I'll bring them to the meeting.
Okay, very good. If something happens, you can't make the meeting, you and I can set up a time to meet somewhere if need be. So I figured there's no point in mailing them. Just an added cost, you know, when we're not that far away. So I gave them a few options, you know. And, all right, Brian, well, thank you for that. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, and look forward to seeing you at the next club meeting, which I don't know if I put the correct date in here. I guess we're going to find out when we get there, huh? All right, next on the list, we have KC9DJP, the club president. Rich, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, thank you for everybody that participated in the field days, those that set up tore down or just visited. It was very nice. A special thank you to Serafina. I had to try many of those muffins just to make sure they were as good as the first one. And they were, so thank you very much for that. That's all I have, KC9DJP.
All right, very good. Yeah, I kind of guilted Rich into helping John and I tear down, so he rode his motorcycle, and which I guess was a good thing because we had some leftovers that could have gone home, and I guess that was a good thing he didn't have anything to carry said leftovers. So. All right, Rich, well, thank you for all your help and everything you did out there at Field Day and had a good time. And I don't know about you. Well, you were at least wearing pants, but I got mosquito bites all over my legs. So, yeah. And I woke up Sunday morning with a killer headache. I mean, a migraine. The kind where you don't even want to open your eyes. And my body was sweating. I mean, everywhere. Like I broke a fever. It was crazy. Lasted about an hour. I don't know what it was. Felt better after that. A little groggy after that. But I don't know if I didn't drink enough water, or if it was all the mosquito bites. I don't know what happened, but it was weird. Then I had to get out of bed and go work on a car because my son's car, his girlfriend's car, the alternator quit working on the side of the road. So that was the rest of my Sunday. Anyway, Rich, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. All right. We'll go back to Mike and 9OKA. This is AC9HO Net Control. Mike, go ahead with your articles.
Okay. The first of all, I want to start with an event that's going on that started today. It's going to be, it's going to start today through, oh boy, I forgot where the, I'll come up on it. But, well, where to get my glasses right here. All right, we've got an event that starts today at 1300 UTC, and it's the annual 13 Colonies special event, which is celebrating America's 250th birthday. And it concludes on July the 8th, there it is, at 400 UTC, 0400. And it's featuring downloadable certificates for the first time. And also, as always, stations will represent the 13 original colonies, and there will be bonus contacts with GB13COL, TM13COL, and WM3PEN. And this year's event is dedicated to Ken Malone, KUTUS, the founder of the 13 Colonies event, and he became a silent key last year. Sorry to hear that. The next article is three satellites to be fire towers in the sky. I think we all know what a fire tower is. Well, the trio of satellites are called fire sats, and they are set to launch this summer with a special session, and they're expected to be launched to service the equivalent of fire towers in the sky. Three Firesat satellites are being readied by the nonprofit Earth Fire Alliance and its wildfire detection program, which is satellite-based. The three Firesats have received support from a $26 million grant from the Bezos Earth Fund. That's probably Mr. Amazon there. The initiative also has the support of Google. And the fire sets are expected to monitor for wildfires in critical and sensitive areas, at least vulnerable. The Earth Fire Alliance released a statement saying that it hopes to have more satellites in place to assist with such monitoring so that every point on the planet will be seen every 20 minutes. I'm going to read that again. The Earth Fire Alliance released a statement saying that it hopes to have more satellites in place to assist with such monitoring so that every point on the planet will be seen every 20 seconds. Huh. Thinking out loud, is that Big Brother or is that fire safety? Oh, well. And moving right along here to the third article. Oh, come on. Here we go. All right, Bob. Okay. We turn next, the next article is about NASA, which is facing antenna troubles, which, as many of us know, are not only a bother, but can be downright costly in certain cases. Check this out here, man. The U.S. Space Agency, NASA, is facing a repair bill between $4.1 and $4.6 million for Deep Space Station 14. Its 70-meter RF antenna near Barstow, California, and it's all because of what it has found to be inadequate procedures and inadequate training of workers. Man, mercy, that's terrible. A report recently released by the agency said that its investigation found a number of primary causes, including human error, weaknesses in software, and an undetected failure in the antenna's hydraulic limit system, which is its final mechanical safeguard. The incident took the antenna out of service last September as it was tracking the Juno mission for deep space exploration focused on Juniper. NASA considers these findings to be its final report.
CNN Network.
Last September, I read that already. But, okay, here's what I want to pick back up. Investigators concluded that operators felt compelled by workplace culture to work as quickly and efficiently as possible, often stretching beyond their usual roles of expertise and training to keep the antenna operating. NASA considers these findings to be its final report. The antenna, a key part of the deep space network, is expected to be out of service until 2028. My goodness, that's something I wanted to talk to John about. He's generally talking about people that don't know what they're doing. So
Good grief. And it's costing us $4.1 to $4.8 million to get it fixed. N9OK, back to net control.
Okay, Mike, giving a little bit of pause there. thank you for reading those articles. Much appreciated. Again, I have to ask, please put a break in there, maybe a couple. You had the repeater keyed up for almost 7 minutes and timed out the node twice. Those are 3 minutes apiece. So you got to give that a little bit of a break in between. So when you're changing articles, unkey and then key it up again, just to, one, to make sure there's no emergency or anything like that that needs to come into the repeater. And two, just to reset the timer is all. But Mike, thank you very much for that. We look forward to that every week. I know I do. So much appreciated on your efforts there. So, all right. I will go to more check-ins, general check-ins, anybody anywhere. This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
Net Control, W9DLP, KB9BSK. I got... We'll make the comments on the sirens a little bit later.
KB9PDR.
KB9PGC.
KI9E.
KB9.
Okay. I think I might have missed one or two in that. We got W9DLP, KB9BSK, KD9PBR, KA9PGC, KI9E, and I believe that was 89GY, but it sounded like digital kind of went over in like C4FM or something, kind of weird. I don't know if somebody else keyed up by accident or something, but 89GY, was that you?
Affirmative. Yes, that was me, 89GY.
Okay, I thought so. I could tell by the voice, and I heard the AD, so. All right, so we'll start at the top of the list. Dave, go ahead with whatever siren announcement you have, and then I'll reiterate it later in the net. Go ahead, Dave.
Thanks, Kurt. This is W9GLP. Which will be your net control Saturday. Hold on a second. Saturday for a siren test. We have three on the priority list this month, and they are sirens 301 Beechwood Golf Course, 307 New Durham Estates, and 406, which is State Road 4 and 104. You know, I'd like to make it all 51 of them, we could, but we'll leave it at that for right now. Kurt, I'll just turn it back to you. I don't want to hog the repeater.
Okay, yeah, no problem. And everybody keep in mind, too, right around the time of the test will be the parade in LaPorte, so getting around could be a little bit difficult. You have to find your way around the Lincoln Way area where the parade will be, so keep that in mind as well. Dave, thank you for that update, and I'll make sure and announce it again here later. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have KD9PBR. Steve, do you have anything for the net? Uh-oh. I don't know if we lost Steve or if I did not hear Steve like I thought I did. KD9PBR, Steve, do you have anything for the net? Okay. Well, maybe Steve had something to go do. All right. Thank you, Steve, for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. Next, we have KA9PGC, John, Club Vice President. Do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, and everybody else out there. Well, I'm stuck at work probably till 11 o'clock tonight. I got another 16 tomorrow, 12 on Friday, back on the weekend. I just love it out here. But, fantastic field day. I thank everybody for making it a success. It's not a one-person deal here, but it was a lot of fun. I had fun. I've seen people have fun. It was a nice time. We're going to try to expand on it next year. And we have to put the put a twist on one or two other operators, and we'll get our Friday night campfire going, stuff like we did in the past. But definitely going to twist a few people to camp out, whether they like it or not. Yeah, regardless what they drive in on, motorcycle or what. But anyway, at least leave that one as that. And just send it back to you there, Kurt. I'm using Echolink right now, so hopefully I'm coming through A-OK. But as far as I know, for the cell phone, there's a lot of competition out here for the tower. But with that, back to you there, Kurt. This is K9PGC.
Okay, John, very good. No, you sounded real good. You held the repeater the whole time. The audio was a little on the hot side, but if you could turn that down a little, I think you'd be perfect. Heard a little bit of the machinery in the background, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. I'm actually up in the air if you should even mess with it, but if you happen to be in a louder environment, it could be a problem. But other than that, it sounded great. I had a feeling when you checked in that it was echoing, but I wasn't for sure because there was a couple of you checking in at the same time. I think I missed somebody too, so we'll check that here when I'm done with the list. But John, thank you for checking in. Thank you for all you do with the field day. Without you, there wouldn't be a field day, I don't think. So, and then with Serafina there, it made it where you didn't have to do it all by yourself, at least the setup. So much appreciated for all you do, and I'm sure I am saying that for everybody, either listening or not listening, that is part of the club. So much appreciated, John. I don't know if you played with your audio, if you want to give it another try or a comment maybe. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I just did. I cranked it down a little bit here, looking at the settings. My receive audio is pretty low on this thing. So I got to figure out what to adjust on that. Hopefully this works. And, yes, I can't forget Serafina. She was a big help and made her also crack open the hatch to get on top of the tower and so forth. But problem. So I got to give credit where credit's due. And hopefully we didn't scare her off for next year, right? Anyway, back to you, Kurt.
Yes, yes, I agree. I hope we didn't scare her off because she was operating the radio and everything, having a good old time, and glad to hear she got up on the roof there. That's a long journey, but well worth it once you get up there. And that was much better, John. I think I'd leave it right there. Sounds really good. Of course, you can hear the machinery, but you're going to. There's nothing, no two ways around that, but your audio didn't sound nearly as hot. That is much, much better. All right, John. Well, thanks again for checking in. Have a good evening and a good rest of your week. Don't work too hard. Stay cool. Whatever you do, stay cool or drink a lot. So, of course, out of everybody here, I think you got the hydration thing down pat. All right, next on the list we have KI9E. Jim, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, and everyone on the net. Played some CW there for a little while on John's vintage tent tank equipment there. Had a little fun with that, and it was good to meet Serafina and Paul at 9VSN there for the first time. And had a good time there. And just a reminder to keep 7.135 megahertz open for the Venezuelan amateur radio operators that are dealing with the earthquake traffic in that area there. That's about it there, Kurt. Back to you, KI90.
Okay, Jim, very good. Well, thank you for that reminder. And, you probably did the lion's share of the contacts for the weekend. I have to admit, I never even keyed up a radio, so I don't know if that's good or bad. I just like hanging out with everybody and chit-chatting and joking around and having a good old time, you know, stuff we don't get to do very often and would love to do it a lot more, that's for sure. But Jim, good seeing you out there. Thank you for coming out and all you did to help out. Have yourself a good evening and good rest of your week, and thanks for checking in. Next, we have 89GY. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Hey, Kurt, how you doing? Glad to be out here. I hope to make it to the tailgate panfest. Unfortunately, my time is it's kind of hard for me to make much time, unfortunately. But I was out here earlier on 610 with N9OKA, and I told him I was shopping for some for something for HF, and I can do all the shopping I want with my eyes. You know, I can look at anything, no matter how much it costs, as long as I don't pull out the wallet. So, and other than that, just you know, the heat, we all know it's pretty bad, and it'll be all right. And I got rabbits in my backyard; they're having a party every day. So. Thanks again for everything. Like I said, I hope to make it out to the tailgate party. 89GY.
Okay, Mike, yeah, we look forward to seeing you out there. And maybe you'll find your HF radio out there. You never know. Might not want to bring your wallet, just in case if you're not ready yet. And rabbits having a party, that's cool. That's cool. They are everywhere. Even out by me, I've been seeing a ton of rabbits, so I sadly to say, I did get one with the mower, a little baby bunny, and our neighbor's cat, I think, got the rest of the family, so they didn't last very long, unfortunately, but that happens, circle of life, I suppose, except for the mower part. I didn't even see me hit it. I came back through on my next pass, and I did see the mother run out from under the bush, but I didn't see the baby until my next pass, so, but, oh well, is what it is, unfortunately. Mike, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, I'm going to go back up to Steve here, KD9PBR, see if he's out there. Steve, do you have anything for the net?
Am I coming through, Kurt?
You are now.
I accidentally hit the mode button on my FT3 and it went to digital. So I think that's what happened.
Ah, yes. You might have been the digital signal I heard while Mike was checking in, maybe. Well, you're there now. We got you. Do you have anything for the net?
I am very sorry I missed field day. I just forgot about it. And I was negligent, and I should have been there. Anyways, glad you guys had fun, and I wish you could have fun with you.
Well, we're going to hold it against you, so, you know, there is that. But we're going to make sure you're there next year, right? We'll send you a reminder the day before. I get it, man. This has been one crazy year. I think I said that last year, too, but I cannot believe how fast it's going by, and I know it's going by fast because I'm busy. You know, we always say that we're going to try to make more time, and we never do. Oh, well, life is life, right?
Yeah, that's right. I've wanted to get my boat out, and I haven't done that yet either, so... Normally I do a Marine Mobile while I'm out, but I haven't even done that this year.
Well, we're going to have to change things, Steve. We're going to have to start doing more things that are not the things we're doing now. I just don't know how I'm going to do that yet. But are you on, I take it you're on that FT3. It's working great. You're in there full gliding. Sounds really good tonight.
I'm starting to like this radio again, so maybe I'll hang on to it.
Yes, I think you should. It's working well. All right, Steve, well, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week, and try not to be too busy and stay cool out there. All right, if I did not call your call sign, now is your time, because I think there was somebody else out there, but I did not hear it. So, general check-ins, anybody anywhere, this is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
KX9RLC.
Okay, I think I had two stations on that last transmission, but I got KF9WW and KX9RLC. Was there another station?
Whiskey 9, Papa Romeo Kilo.
Okay, we got you in there, Rob. All right, we'll start at the top of the list. KF9WW, Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt, number one on the net. Sorry I didn't make field day, but the doctor's orders. I was out, got out of the hospital yesterday and spent some days recuperating, so hopefully I'll be able to make the tailgate ham fest coming up and we'll see what happens. But good to hear everybody, and I'm staying in where it's cool.
Okay, Mike, well, very good to hear you. I don't want to pry too much on the net here, but this was the injury you were having at the end of the month, correct? This is the big one?
Yeah. Everything's supposedly went good, so should be no problem. Just a matter of recovery.
Okay, well, that is great, great news. Definitely made my day, so... Mike, you take it easy, you get some rest, and get back to 100%, or at least as close to 100% as you were before, maybe even more. All right, Mike, so that time to set up your WiresX node is coming upon us, so I look forward to doing that, too. Thanks for checking in, Mike. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and feel free if you need something. You got my phone number. So, all right, next on the list. We have KX9RLC. Ryan, sounding really good tonight. If I remember right, last week you're a little bit under the weather, or at least the radio signal was. Ryan, do you have anything for the net?
Yeah, that was from the Baofeng Mini at the house in Granger. But, no, didn't get out to field day. Had to work all 3 days of the weekend. Kind of wanted to stop by, but didn't work out that way, so about to go through the car wash here. I got to take off my mag mount and back to the net.
Okay, Ryan, yep, I know exactly what you're doing. I got to do the same thing when I go through the car wash, so thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and maybe the tailgate swap meet. We'll see you out there possibly. All right, thanks again for checking in. Next on the list, we have W9PRK. Rob, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, and thanks for taking me. KF9WW, rub some dirt on it, walk it off. We got POTA to do. Hurry up. No, in all seriousness, take it easy and do what you need to do. We'll play radio when we can. The Aransi Radio Club over in Lake Village is having a... ham fest. I'm not exactly sure the date. I'll get back to you with that. I know it's coming up pretty soon, I believe. And also with that, the 13th of July, yeah, 13th of this month, they have a meeting, and John Kruk from Yaesu will be there doing a presentation on a bunch of Yaesu stuff, if anyone's interested. It's at 7 o'clock Central Time. Over in the Lake Village area.
Okay, Rob, yeah, if you can give me that Hamfest information, I can write that down for sure. I don't know if you're getting it right now or if you're going to come back in a little bit.
No, I don't have it off the top of my head. I was just talking to the club president over there a little bit ago, and he was like, hey, if you talk to any of the, or anyone else, We'll let them know we got a ham fest coming, and hopefully it pans out. But had all kinds of cool vendors over there. Terry Yezu was there, cable experts, bunch of good vendors were there, and got all of about 15 people that showed up. But terrible time of year, and things just.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Where was this at again? Because I remember Hamfest last year and that had all those vendors. I thought you said Racine.
It's ARANSI. It's Amateur Radio Association of Newton County, Indiana. And, it was year before last. Like I said, we had Yezu, Chat Radio, Cable Experts, the Tube Guy was there, a few other vendors, and all kinds of people showed up. We're all pretty embarrassed and mad about it, but it is what it is. You can't make people come to your ham fest, but you can at least advertise it. And I think the ham fest will actually be up in Winfield area at in a church parking lot. It'll definitely be on a Saturday, but it should be coming up sometime this month or next month, and I will get with the right people and give you the information.
Well, maybe I'm the right people. I am on their website, ARANCI. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. I'll put this in my preamble and have it in here until the day of, or the week of, or whatever. Amateur Radio Association of Newton County, Indiana Communication Ham Fest, Saturday, August 15th, 2026. Setup is 6 a.m. Doors open at 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time. The location is Christ Presbyterian Church, 7416 East 109th Avenue. Winfield, Indiana, 46307. Hourly raffle prizes, VE testing, and food will be available. Admission is $5 each. In advance, see website or at the entrance. Vendor list will be on the website as soon as information becomes available. Tables are $10 each. For updates and prepay information, go to ARANCIRadio.com. There is a phone number on this flyer, too. Talk-in will be 145.330. Offset is 131.8, PL is 131.8 with a negative offset. So, again, that's Saturday, August 15th. Does that sound right there, Rob?
Absolutely. I do appreciate that. I'm in the middle of cooking dinner and talking radio and 3D printing all at once, and yeah, that came up, and I heard you guys on here and figured I'd jump in and try and announce that a little bit, and you did it way better than me. Thank you.
MI3 Network.
All right, Rob, yeah, no problem at all. Now that I have it here, I'll make sure and put it into my preamble, and I'll announce it every Wednesday. Until the week of the Ham Fest. So, Rob, thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening. Good rest of your week. Don't burn your food there. And 3D printing kind of does its own thing once you get it going. So, again, thanks for checking in. All right, we'll do one more quick call before I get into the information part of the net. And then I will ask for more calls, more check-ins after that. So, this is AC9HO Net Control. Anybody anywhere? Please call now.
AC9ROM.
All right, Bob. Just you. AC9ROM, Bob. Do you have anything for the net?
Bob, AC9ROM, LaPorte. Negative, Kurt. Thanks for doing this. I'm just on a short time HD here, but monitoring has about a pound guess, so. But that's about it. 73s to everybody, and I'll be
monitoring here, N9ROM.
Okay, Bob, very good. Well, thank you for taking the time away from your guests there and checking into the net. Have yourself a good evening, good rest of your week, and thanks again for checking in. Sounding really good into the repeater on that HD, by the way. All right, so we'll go ahead and get started with the information part. I'll let the repeater reset, and I'll start reading. This is AC9HO Net Control. Area nets. First off, we have Aries District 1 serving Lake Porter, LaPorte, Jasper, Newton, and Benton counties. The Aries District 1 net is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685 and a appeal tone of 173.8. There is also a net for GMRS licensed stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. Central on the Pelpa 1 repeater, 462.700, positive offset, and a appeal tone of 141.3. And the Indiana District 1 Skywarn, different kind of net, Indiana District 1 Skywarn, Monday nights, every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Time on the N9IAA repeater, 146.685, negative offset, PL tone of 173.8. And I think they also transmit on 444.825 via the WC9IN Fowler, Indiana repeater, serving Lake Porter, LaPorte, Newton, Jasper, and Benton counties. And the Indiana District 1 is seeking LaPorte County area hams / storm spotters for the Indiana District 1 Skywarn. Spring is coming, and with that severe weather, LaPorte County Skywarn weather nets are moving to the N9IAA repeater, 146.685. The Indiana District 1 Skywarn will be managing our weather nets and forwarding your reports to the National Weather Service and the IWX. A big advantage for LaPorte County is that we'll hear weather reports from the west before they reach our county. This will allow you to better prepare for what may be coming. This move will better serve all of LaPorte County and National Weather Service. If you're looking for a Skywarn class, they have classes periodically. Go on to, I don't have the website, just look up Skywarn classes. And trained spotters can always phone in their reports to the National Weather Service. Keep your eyes to the sky, and remember, if it doesn't spin, don't call it in. All right, and then the LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing Net. As Dave mentioned earlier, the first Saturday of every month on this repeater, 146970W9LY repeater, Net Control opens the net at 10:30 a.m. Sirens go off at 11 a.m. Please check in with Net Control Dave, W9DLP, 30 minutes prior for updated location requirements. And he does have at least three locations they would like to find out how they're operating. So look forward to that. Plus, remember, the LaPorte Parade, 4th of July Parade, will be going through town around that time, or starting around that time, I think. Either way, it'll be blocked off. You won't be able to get through, so have to find your way around if you need to go through LaPorte for some reason. Michiana Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on the air net on the K9DEW repeater. Frequency is 147.330, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. If the K9DEW repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater, 147.390, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Fulton County Skywarn net every Monday at 6 p.m. Central Time on the K9RCR repeater, 442.700, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday night net every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater, 147.255, positive offset, 131.8 PL tone. Then we have the Frequency Coordination net every Friday, starts at 7:30 Central Time on the GMRS Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700, and then the LPC ARC information net. This net, every Wednesday night,
every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. on the 146970 repeater, W9LY repeater. This is an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. And as we've been hearing, don't forget, July 18th, 2026, the second annual Tailgate Hamfest, sponsored by the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club. $5 admission per car for sellers or buyers. Trailers, an extra $5. Setup will begin at 8 a.m. for vendors. Bring your own table or truck or trunk or whatever you want to set up. Admission for buyers will start at 10 a.m. Talk-in is 146610-131.8. And 146970-131.8, both negative offsets. The location is 3354 West Schultz Road, LaPorte, Indiana, underneath the big concrete tower. Sponsored by the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club. All right, we'll go ahead and do that Newton County Ham Fest. Amateur Radio Association of Newton County, Indiana Communication Ham Fest, Saturday, August 15th. Set up at 6 a.m. Doors open at 8 a.m. Close at 2 p.m. Central Time. The location is Christ Presbyterian Church, 7416 East 109th Avenue, Winfield, Indiana. Again, Saturday, August 15th. Club meeting and club news. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. Central Time, 1480 Boyd Boulevard, LaPorte, Indiana. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend the meetings, you are encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solar demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations, and guest speakers from time to time. Membership dues can be paid online at the lpcarc.org website. On the left side of the homepage, click Club Membership, fill out the membership form, then click the Pay Online button. It is through Square, which is also through PNC, and it is secure. Club Breakfast. Come to our club breakfast every Thursday at 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte. Sugar Bowl Restaurant is in the process of finding a new location, so the first Saturday breakfast that we also have will be postponed until a new location is announced, so please stay tuned. Potato Creek Boda. If you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or learn more about POTA, come to learn more about radio and or POTA, come to Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting. Starts between 8 and 9 Eastern, goes until 3 or 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information, get on the 147.330 K9DEW repeater, or better yet, go to their website, Potato Creek Portable. All one word, PotatoCreekPortable.org. And they have a link to their Discord, and I highly recommend you get on Discord. If you're not, you should be. It's a great place to get information, especially for something like this. Sorry, I'm looking for the email that I had. Okay. Amateur Radio Emergency Service, or ARES, is supporting the LaPorte Triathlon again this year on July 11th. Unfortunately, I did not have this email. It was in my junk folder. Hayden reminded me of this. So, not reminded me, but sent me the text message. A few volunteers are asked to start at 5 a.m. for parking support. Others will start at 6 a.m. We will be finished by early afternoon. ARES certificates will be provided to all that support this event. Please let him know if you are available, if you are interested in helping with communication support. Brian Sexton, KD9EDR, Indiana Section Emergency Coordinator. So again, that's Amateur Radio Emergency Service is doing the LaPorte Triathlon on July 11th. So if you did not get this email, I did. I could forward it to you if you need it. So just email me at kurt@ac9ho.com. That's C-U-R-T, kurt@ac9ho.com.
I know John checked in via Echolink at work. I'm assuming he doesn't have useless information, but if he's listening, can you confirm, John, if you have useless information? This is AC9HO Net Control.
Well, I always have some kind of useless information, Kurt, but I just, not handy at the moment here, unfortunately.
Oh, no problem, no problem. I want to at least give you the opportunity to say no. That way, if you did have something, I didn't leave you hanging. So, all right, John, you get back to what you're doing there, and we'll go ahead and get started with the weather at a glance. Tonight, clear with a low around 75, southwest wind 5 to 15, gusts as high as 20. Thursday, sunny and hot, shocker, with a high near 93, heat index values as high as 102, southwest wind 5 to 10, gusts as high as 20. Thursday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 1 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 73. Southwest wind 5 to 10. Friday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 90. Heat index values as high as 98. Southwest wind 5 to 10. Chance of precipitation is 60%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 a.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 70, south wind around 5, chance of precipitation is 60%, new rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except higher possible amounts in thunderstorms. Independence Day, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, yay. Then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 88, chance of precipitation is 60%, new rainfall amounts between a quarter and a half of an inch possible. Saturday night, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 68, chance of precipitation is 60%. Sunday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 84. Sunday night, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 66. That's almost open your windows weather. And Monday, to start your week, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 83. So we got a little bit of a cool down coming. Looking forward to that. All right, and on the netcontrol.live, remember, ham.live is no more, so if you liked ham.live and you like to see all the check-ins and everything, go to netcontrol.live. You may have to set up a new user because it's a new group of people that host this for us, and it's working very well. The names are showing up this week, so I imagine every week it's just going to get better and better. But Brian, KD9TV, wanted to everybody to know that LaPorte County Fair starts July 11th. I totally forgot about that. So thank you for that, Brian. LaPorte County Fair starts July 11th. All right, well, now open up to swap and shop. Are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale, trade, wanted, loan, borrow? The swap and shop session is now open. Please call now. Okay, hearing nothing so far. We'll keep the swap and shop open till the end of the net. But now I'm going to open it up to general check-ins, comments, questions, anything at all. This is AC9HO Net Control. Please call now.
KI9E, comment.
All right, Jim. Go ahead with your comment.
Thank you, Kurt. This is for Mike, 89GY. He's still out there. Sounds like he might be in the market for an HF radio here in the near future, possibly. And I just wanted to mention that ICOM's coming out with a new radio here that should be announced at the Tokyo Ham Fair in August. Speculation is that it's going to be a shack-in-the-box type radio with HF, VHF, UHF in it. And there's something to keep in mind before making any kind of purchase here anytime soon. You may want to take a look at that thing. KI-90, back to you, Kurt.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm looking forward to that one because I think it's going to be a mobile even. I mean, it can be used as a base as well, of course. But I think it's going to be also mobile. And hopefully a 400 watts and not another version of like a 705. So I'm hoping it's like the ICOM 7000 or the ICOM 7100, rather. I'm hoping it's the replacement for that. And a little bit more mobile friendly, maybe. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that too, Jim. Thank you for that. I'm sure Mike appreciates it, and we'll look forward to that. Should be here soon. When is that one in Japan? I can't think of the name of it now. I think you just said it, and I forgot already.
That's the Tokyo Ham Fair. I think it's in August. I'll try and Google it here real quick, but I'll pop back in there if I can find it.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Jim. All right, anybody else? Anybody anywhere? Comments, questions, anything at all? Please call now.
Saturday, August 29th, and Sunday, August 30th.
There we go. End of August, we'll at least get to see what the new radio looks like. I don't know if they'll tell us too much, though. A lot of times the prices and whatnot are held pretty tight to the vest until they're actually for sale, because I think they're just announcing it. They're not really making it available, if I'm not mistaken.
You copy that. Not sure about that, if it's actually going to be released at that point, or if it's just going to be announced with a future release date, or what. We'll have to wait and find out there, I guess.
Yeah, like everything else in life, it's always that hurry up and wait. Oh, the impatience of me. I want to know now. But all right, Jim, well, thank you for that. End of August, we'll look forward to that. All right, anybody else? Anybody anywhere? Comments, questions, swap and shop, don't forget, that's open too. Please call now. Comment. Here, go ahead, Mike, with your comment.
Thanks, Kurt, 89GY. Just good to hear you out there, Mike, KF9WW. Like I said, good to hear you out there. That's all.
Go ahead, WW, if you got to come back.
KF9WW. Thanks. Good to be back.
Yes, it's very, very good to hear your voice out there. Awesome. But I'm kind of surprised OKA hasn't jumped in here because, you know, you guys are the mic guys, the mic net. We got two out of the three right now.
Comment.
There he is. Go ahead, Mike.
I've been concerned there, WW. You've been in my thoughts there, rascal.
Well, I appreciate that. Let's not be too concerned. I'm not ready to give up the ghost yet.
Yeah, you've been missed the last few days. Back to that control.
All the mics in there. You guys ought to be listening to 6-1 from time to time. You get the mic net. You never know when it's going to happen, but it happens a few times a week. So, some weeks anyway. But unfortunately, I'm usually getting ready for bed about that time. So, and plus, I don't want to mix it up, you know. It's the mic in that. So, or the mic, whatever you guys call it. All right, anyway, swap and shop, general check-ins, comments, questions, anything at all, please call now. Okay, well, with that, I think I'm going to make that last call and go ahead and call it for the night. We had a really good night. 21 check-ins. That's a good night for a nice, warm evening. Of course, not too many people want to be outside in this swampy stuff. But anyway, this concludes this session of LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Information Net. I would like to thank all the amateur radio operators that checked in as a net this evening. Again, we had 21 check-ins. I will now return the repeater back to normal general amateur use. This is Kurt, AC9HO, net control, clear at 8:24 p.m. Central Time, 73, and have a good evening, everybody.
Hey, put me on the log. Alpha Charlie 9, X-ray November, last minute check-in.
All right, that gives us 22. We got you in there, George. Do you have anything for the net?
No, just got home, just turned on the radio, put me on the log. Thanks for doing the net. Thanks for getting me in. Back to you, buddy, 7-3.
All right, George, well, thank you for checking in. Have a good evening, good rest of your week, and stay safe out there. Keep all your digits and limbs and all that. 73, AC9HO.
Hey, Kurt, 7-9-0-B.
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
I did a lot of work to modify that little commercial that just came on.
I just have to do a whole new one. Delete this one and do a whole new one. Why?
I know on the one it says the warning was changed a little bit. I was listening to the siren test of the W9 repeater. If you have a lot, I should say here on the W9 LY repeater.
Well, I think, I'm not sure. But I think that's what it says. Give me a second, and I'll check. Well, it's going to take me more than a second, but I will play it as soon as I bring it up here.
I'm not going nowhere.
Well, that's interesting. I'm going to have to look into this, my little widget. That lets me do all that is not popping up. So I'm thinking the node might need some updates. So it's going to take a little longer than I thought. And if I got to update this repeater, it will kick off me, Hayden, and John off of Echolink when it goes to reboot, just to let everybody know.
AC9HO N9OKA.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike. AC9HO.
I need to talk to you before you take off.
I didn't do it. It wasn't me. You can't prove a thing.
No, I did it, and I got to undo it. I'm going to need your help to undo it.
Uh-oh, what'd you do?
I buggered up my script to do the net, boy. I noticed that the last time I did the net, I buggered it up. I moved a couple paragraphs into the wrong places, and I got to put them back where they belong now. But I don't have the script you sent me. I should have it. Maybe I should go into my emails.
Yeah, go ahead and try that and see if it's on your in your email still, the original version. Delete the one you have now. I would go ahead and delete the one that's on your computer and then just look at that email and then resave it to your computer. And if you lose it completely, that's okay. I have a copy. I can send you another one. All right, I'm going to hit install here. It might take a minute, and then the repeater will reboot. AC9HO.
CMN Network.
This is the CNN Network, MI3.